Phoneboy Speaks, episode 327, An Expensive iPod Touch. I switched my phone service from Verizon back to AT&T, which is what I had for a number of years. And, you know, it's a lot of it has to do not with my own desires necessarily, but it's my corporate line. And so they kind of can decide where it's going to go. So I was in the office this past week. I took advantage of that fact and said, okay, fine, I'll do it while I'm here. And well, I thought I could take my iPhone 4S that I purchased for Verizon over to AT&T. And there are ways of doing it that are not the, you know, not necessarily Apple approved, but, and I had actually had it working prior to making this decision, although it was on iOS 6, and apparently in iOS 7, well, things are a little different. So there you go. Anyway, I think it's I now have a fairly expensive iPod Touch in my iPhone 4S, which won't work on Verizon anymore because of course I've switched my service, and it'll work on other GSM carriers but not in the United States. So here I am. That's the situation. And so this is actually giving me an opportunity to spend a little bit more time with the Lumia 520. That I got for playing around with Windows Phone, because honestly, of the phones I have around, it is the phone that actually seems to work. I could use my iPhone 3GS or the Nokia E7, but I figure, well, you know, it's a reasonable app, reasonable phone. I mean, and so for the next several days, or at least until I decide to replace my iPhone, who knows how long that might actually be. That's what I'm going to do. So it looks like I'm going to get to give Windows Phone more than just a college try, as it were. I'll keep the iPhone around, obviously, to run the couple of apps I need to run. But, you know, as I say, now it's going to be an iPod Touch because it won't have data service. Well, you know, so be it. That is the way it goes. And I have been using it the last day, and it's I've actually been using it to make calls and stuff. And I mean, there's some app deficiencies there. So as I said, it cannot be my daily driver for the long term. I still have the iOS device to lead on. So, but as a phone, it's all right. As a communications device, it's all right. Certainly it's the best $100 phone I've ever purchased. I mean, for that price point. So anyway, I'll be living the Windows Phone lifestyle for a little while, until I get around to replacing my iPhone with an AT&T variant. Then I'll probably have to sell my 4S or something, but that's to pay for it, because you know new iPhones are expensive. They always are, even when they're subsidized. I should probably get an unlocked one so I don't have to deal with this again. But that's $400 more that I don't have right now. So I'd rather get it unlocked as a preference. But sometimes that is, sometimes you have to go with what financially makes sense. And since I'm not paying the early termination fee, if I have to switch it again, it's a no brainer. So anyway, so now I get to live the Windows Phone lifestyle, at least some of the time while I'm in this sort of limbo state with my iPhone. And, you know, as I say, I'll sort it out eventually, but as I say, it'll give me a better chance to play with the Lumia. And actually I've been taking some pictures with it and stuff. And, you know, I mean, the iPhone takes better pictures, but hey, it's a $100 phone. So what can I say? This is what I'll be playing with. And so you might see a little bit more Windows Phone stuff, in the next several days or whatever, or maybe not, I don't know. But I'm definitely going to be playing with Windows Phone a bit more now, given my current phone situation. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.